The Supreme Court yesterday ordered the Electoral Commission to immediately clean the current voters' register of names of persons who are not qualified to be on it. Discussing the ruling on unique breakfast drive, a lawyer, Godwin Tamaklu, said there are still thorny issues to deal with since the court did not give a specific time frame within which the order must be carried out by the EC. He spoke to Cecil Obodai Wintum.
The order setting aside the entire register and comparing the Electoral Commission to do a new one was not allowed. The declaration that the register in its entirety is unconstitutional was also disallowed. However, what the court did was to say that relative to their claim that the register ought to be updated in a certain way, the Supreme Court said doing so would amount to usurping the powers of the Commission. The court also made a point that it is clear that someone will definitely die one way or the other. And therefore, what is sudden is that the names of the so-called dead at the time when they registered, at least they were not dead. And therefore, they can't make that order saying that, oh, go and take this, blah, blah, blah. No. The number of dead persons in the register is not known. However, what the court said was that relative to the use of NHIS cards in the past, what is also clear is at the time when those people registered with the NHIS card, it was lawful because it was done under law permissible in Ghana, that is the CIS. However, the court applying the reasonable or unreasonable test proceeded to say, having those individuals registered the past with the NHIS card, by 20% with the declared of constitution on the register, will make the register unreasonable. The court concluded that having the register continuously will make that register unreasonable. But the question therefore is, how many Ghanaians registered with the NHIS card? The issue came up during the year that how do you identify on the face of it whether somebody registered with NHIS card or registered with a passport or a driver's license? When you do a manual verification of the registration process, you can identify the document that was used because of the register.
So the point is that this is likely to present a Herculean task for the Electoral Commission, right?
So now the effect of this is that we have 26,000 police stations where these registrations took. Now the question is, are we going to go to the respective police stations, take the 14 people and who have registered so far, and go through each and every one of these documents to identify whether or not this person in fact registered with NHIS card or what? Even with that, the Supreme Court further ordered that in the situation where the person is deemed to have registered with NHIS card, the very moment you are deleting, be registering him immediately. The court made it very clear that they don't want their order to be deemed as a means to disenfranchise any Ghanaian.
The court has ordered that the EC should take steps to clean the register. Now, what the court failed to do was to provide the timelines for the EC to carry out this.
The only thing that the court said was immediate. How immediate, we do not know. Nobody can go and tell the EC that we want you to do the deletion or the cleaning up in this particular way. That would amount to interfering with the performance of its lawful duty.